From radioinfo.com.au. It's Friday, the 6th of March. Hi, I'm Brad Smart, and thanks for joining me. Here's what's happening today. One of the guiding forces of community radio is calling it a day. Audio innovation tops the list of futuristic developments at the AIB Summit. And the ABC plans to repeatedly broadcast the F word. I'll have the details of these stories and other issues affecting the industry in just a moment.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A man who has dedicated himself to putting community radio on the map in Australia has decided that retirement looks pretty good after completing 40 years in the sector. Ian Stanistreet started out as a volunteer in 1980 before being appointed manager of 3PBS in Melbourne. In 1988, he moved to 3BB Ballarat, then became manager of 2MCE in Bathurst, where he established the National Radio News Service. Radio Info publisher Steve Ahern says Ian Stanistreet retires as chief executive of the Community Broadcasting Foundation after spending the last 20 years there.
He's a guy who's pretty much spent his whole career in senior leadership positions within the community radio sector, and I think everyone in that sector will wish him well on his retirement. And keep an eye on the job section on Radio Info for the advertisement for a new CEO of the CBF to replace him.
Podcasting is just the tip of the iceberg when it comes to audio innovation. Delegates at the Interactive Advertising Bureau's Audio Summit have had a sneak preview of what's coming down the pipeline. Just take this one example. Motor insurer AAMI is working with Spotify on an in-car project called Warning Spots. In this technology, a targeted warning message is injected into the car's Spotify feed to alert the driver when they're coming to a danger zone. Testing is currently underway on the Great Ocean Road in Victoria. It's not often that broadcasters endorse the F word, but the ABC's different. This F word is a pre-recorded program to herald in International Women's Day on Sunday. The program features Libby Gore, Virginia Trioli, Nadine Garner, Indira Naidu, Geraldine Hickey and Vika Bull discussing whether the F word, feminism, is still relevant in their lives. The F word will air on ABC Radio today and Sunday. For full details on these stories, go to the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Other stories making industry news today. Well, it'd be pretty safe to say that very few radio people are shy in retiring and lacking ambition. Those who are looking for the next move may like to check out AFTA's industry certificate in radio content, management and leadership. The course is designed to hone the skills of experienced radio people who work in commercial, public and community broadcasting, and who want to move into management or content roles. The Pussycat Dolls have performed live on the world-famous rooftop for the Hit Network. Their new single, React, has been viewed online more than 16 million times, making it a worldwide talking point before its release. Nicole Scherzinger has told Hit's Ash London that preparing for a tour is like going through Pussycat Doll boot camp.
When I train anyway is like warrior status. You know, Kimberly, she just had a baby. She was training, getting her body back together. And I know tour is coming up. No wine for me, no nothing. I get like real heavy into it, like trying to make the best show that we've ever had, the show that we've always dreamed of. So we get like real down in the trenches and warrior-like.
The KISS Network's Will and Woody took the spirit of last weekend's Mardi Gras one step further than expected. When loved-up couple Mel and Stacey joined them on the KISS FM float, Woody, who's a registered marriage celebrant, held a surprise commitment ceremony. And to show their commitment to this weekend's International Women's Day, Margot from Triple M's Big Breakfast in Brisbane got out of the studio, donned a high-vis, and mixed it up with a bunch of female tradies. The full details of these and other industry stories are available now on radioinfo.com.au. Next, we'll be looking at who's on the move in radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, other than the news of Ian Stanistreet retiring from the Community Broadcasting Foundation, no other appointments or moves have been reported. But over on the jobs front, if you're up for a bigger challenge, here's what's on offer in the industry. 96FM in Perth wants radio pros to register on their talent bank. Light FM in Melbourne is actively hunting an assistant content director. And New FM is looking for the next big star to join their team in Newcastle as an announcer. If any of these roles is what you've been looking for, then check out the details on these and other jobs right now at the Radio Info website. It's where everybody goes when they're looking to move. Thanks for your company this week. I'll be here with your morning briefing again on Monday. And to see what's happening in radio at any time of the day or night, check out Australia's trusted radio information source, radioinfo.com.au.